I'm Secret Service Public Affairs Specialist Sam Reed. National Police Week is a time we set aside to pay tribute to the thousands of police officers from around the country who've given their lives in the line of duty. Now, since its inception in 1865, the U.S. Secret Service has lost 36 employees in the line of duty. We're going to talk about some of those fatalities and what they mean for our history. And I'm here with Secret Service Archivist Jason Kendrick to talk about a few of those employees and how they affected the history of this organization. Jason, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks, Sam.
The very first fatality was a gentleman by the name of William Craig. He was an operative, what we now know as agents. I guess back then they called them operatives. And he didn't die in the way one would think. Tell me a little bit about this.
First operative killed in line of duty is operative William Craig. He's killed on September 3rd, 1902 in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. There's a speeding trolley, and the president's carriage is hit by the speeding trolley. President Roosevelt is thrown from the vehicle. He only receives minor injuries, and he's okay, but operative William Craig is killed instantly.
Yeah, the first one killed protecting the president. And again, you would think there would be some type of gunplay or shootout or something like that, and he gets hit by by falling off of a trolley. Mm-hmm. All right, we fast forward just a little bit to the first uniformed officer to lose his life. And now that did happen in a very violent situation, Officer Leslie Coffelt.
Correct. It's November 1st, 1950. President Truman is staying at the Blair House as the White House is undergoing renovations. Two Puerto Rican nationalists attempt to assassinate President Truman. There's a gunfight in front of the Blair House, and Officer Coffelt is fatally wounded. He does manage to shoot one of the potential assassins also as he's basically mortally wounded.
Now, the Blair House is located right across, pretty much across the street from the White House.
Correct, right across the street. Now it's used for dignitary housing.
President Truman wasn't harmed in that, so he was able to actually stop this attack.
Several agents and officers who were involved, they returned fire. Officer Coffelt, as I mentioned, killed one of the potential assassins, and another one is injured. He gets shrapnel in his chest and faints, Oscar Collazo. And President Truman at one point comes to the upper window and looks outside to see what all the gunfire is about, and agents have to actually restrain, pull him back. Right before Officer Coffelt shoots Grisolo Torresolo.
One other significant loss of life that the Secret Service had to endure is the Oklahoma City bombing. The most fatalities at one time actually happened, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's April 19th, 1995. Our Oklahoma City field office at the time is in the Murrah Building. So we did lose six employees in the line of duty during that Oklahoma City bombing.
And then, again, fast forward just a little bit to 9/11, because despite all of the chaos and all the loss of life that was at 9/11, the Secret Service did lose one employee by the name of Craig Miller. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we had our New York field office was in 7 World Trade Center. So the third building that fell in the evening on September 11th, our New York office was there. We had a bunch of extra personnel preparing for a UN General Assembly also. And we did give 70 Valor Awards also, where individuals put their life in danger helping others for New York field office personnel. But Special Officer Craig Miller was a prior military, I believe, the U.S. Army, and he had some Bronze Stars and a Kuwaiti Liberation Medal. So he had extensive training in medical assistance, too. So we believe he was providing medical assistance at the time of the building's collapse.
The last, at least the last fatality, I should say, happened with an active duty agent, and who was that person?
Yes, ASAC Christopher J. Smith. He has a heart attack in 2005. He's part of our Atlanta office. Has some medical problems, issues. He's in a coma, and he passes away from that heart attack in 2007, 2 years later. So Chris Smith is the last person we've added to the wall back in 2007.
Now, we honor these 36 people with our wall. You mentioned the our Wall of Honor, which is located in our headquarters memorial building, and mm-hmm. I guess it tells the story of all these individuals, like, right?
We've been in this building since 1998, and the wall, and then we actually call it the Secret Service Memorial Headquarters Building, too. So not only is it the wall, but in the naming of the building, we pay tribute to those 36 individuals' sacrifice also.
Yeah. Now, you can find out more about these individuals by visiting the Secret Service Moments in History publication, and that's posted on our website. Jason, give them the website.
It's www.secretservice.gov. Like you said, that's where Moments in History, the brochure, you can learn about all those individuals and about all of our history also in that book.
We encourage everyone to go to that site and take a look at that. And we encourage everyone to take part in all of the activities of National Police Week, where we pay a tribute to the brave men and women who lost their lives in the service of the country and in keeping people safe. Jason Kendrick, thank you very much for talking with us. And I'm Secret Service Public Affairs Specialist Sam Reed.